champion Matt Beverungen has won cash and prizes totaling $2,538. This week, players will win a pool table, a diamond ring, this video camera, and a trip to France, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including a Jeep Eagle Premier and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Thank you, Don. Hello there.
Thank you.
Good to have you with us. Delighted to have you with us for another day with Sale of the Century. On our last show, our new champion came from behind. He was five questions behind going into the speed round, pulled it out in the tiebreaker. We're very happy for a gentleman from Baltimore, Maryland, Matt Beverungen. Hello there, Matt.
Hi, Jim.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That was a sensational comeback to win it. You did a great job. I didn't ask you what you do for a living, sir.
Well, I sell car telephones for the largest manufacturer of those products.
Oh, sounds like interesting work.
It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy
it. Good. Nice to have you back here with us. And if you win today, you'll play the winner's big money game for $6,000. Matt, good luck.
Thank you.
Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Oh, the lady in red. Your favorite color, right?
My favorite color. You got it. She can whip anything up in a matter of seconds. From Beaumont, Texas, say hello to Bonnie Layless.
Hello, Bonnie.
And he's a real crowd pleaser. From Arlington, Virginia, big hand to Chip Huskar.
Hello there, Chip. We'll see you later with some bargain summer. Thank you. Chip, the visitor from Arlington, Virginia.
Yes, sir.
Good to have you here. What's this about being a real crowd pleaser?
Well, Jim, I was playing in a rock band, and one night from the stage, I saw a gorgeous girl. I fell in love and talked to her on the break. We've been going out for 3 years now, and she can still turn my head.
Oh, boy, that must have been a very good job on a quick break there, Chip. Nice to have you here. Bonnie, a visitor from Beaumont, Texas.
That's right, Jim.
What's this about whipping up anything in a matter of seconds?
Well, Jim, I'm crazy about microwaving frozen food. If it's frozen and goes in a microwave, I can cook it.
You can. That's right. If it's frozen, you can cook it.
That's right. Girl.
So we've got people from all across the country. That's nice. Chip from Virginia and Bonnie from Texas and Matt from Maryland. Good luck to all three of you. Beautiful prize, a diamond ring goes to the winner of today's match. And $20 will start you all off, and we'll get into the match with this. According to the TV theme song, you'll find seven stranded castaways here, Chip.
Gilligan's Island.
And that's where it is. $5 for the correct answer puts Chip in the lead. At a dinner party, you might put your food on a large, round, revolving tray. Matt?
Lazy Susan.
That's what it's called. Champion gets his first five of the day. What is your wife getting ready to do if she's studying the Lamaze method? Bonnie?
Have a baby.
Have a baby? And we've got a three-way tie. Yes. If you're suffering from financial woes, just remember the old saying that the best things in life, Bonnie,
are free.
Yeah, may not help, but at least you'll know that. You're right. Bonnie gets into the lead. Supposedly, a child's crossed arms inspired what salty snack sold Bonnie?
Pretzels?
In Twist and Stick, yeah, child's crossed arms. That's where they got the shape of the pretzel. Bonnie gets another five. And it's time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Bonnie, that's you. First opportunity to buy. You've got a $10 lead over the gentleman. And we've got this.
Bonnie, this season's Fashion Plus. Janssen 100% combed cotton sweaters. True cotton performance and comfort. Year-round fashion in rich colors and distinctive knits. Designed for your personal style. Furnished by Janssen. It's normally priced at $500. But today on Sale of the Century, cheers for only $6.
$500 worth of fashions. Very nice. Bonnie, what do you think?
Yeah, well, are those men's sweaters or women's sweaters, Jim?
Those are men's sweaters.
Well,
you got a fellow?
Oh, I don't know. A fella, Jim.
No. Oh. Well, then I've got to help then. Then I have to do two things, Bonnie. I have to knock a dollar off that price so we'd have a three-way tie if you bought it. And I'll have to give you $200 to buy your own sweater. Okay, now we got to do it. $500 there, $200, $700 buy for $5, and a nice present for some gentlemen.
I'll maybe find one now.
Okay. We'll knock that five off. Matter of fact, they said to put it in a tie. It doesn't, Bonnie. It still gives you the lead. You had a two-question lead, so surprise, you are still in the lead. Some viewers recently voted as their favorite TV mom, Peg Bundy, from Chip. From the sitcom called Married with Children. Couldn't come up with it, you lose five. Because this U.S. state consumes more Cheerios than any other. Bonnie.
Illinois.
No, you might as well try. Do you know they eat... You'll know what to expect for breakfast while vacationing in Tacoma or Seattle. Washington eats 60% more Cheerios. They eat... no one knows why, but they do. That's just a fact. Cost you five, Bonnie. Yeah. The hilarious new book called If I Knew Then What I Know Now, So What? It's written by Golden Girl Emmy winner Estelle Chip.
Getty.
Getty is right. And now we've got that three-way tie, I promise. Same game now. $10 money card up on the board, and we look for the identity of a famous person. I am an actor who has played everything from a tough cop to a psychiatrist. I was born in New York in 1935, appeared on Broadway, made hundreds of commercials before I got my own series in 1976, playing the title role in Del Vecchio. 2 years later, Chip?
Judd Hirsch.
I became Alex Rieger in Taxi. Judd Hirsch it is. Well done. You've got control of the board. Yeah, you remember that, Del Vecchio. $10 money card is where?
Number three.
Lock into your buzzer there, Chip, in a three-way tie. Good luck.
All right, $10 money card, come to me. Now.
No, lands on number one, and he gets...
It's a canopy car bed. V-Star Chiefy Car Bed, made of high-impact styrene, equipped with a removable canopy roof and wheels. Take a drive in a dreamland, furnished by V-Star.
Well, that's $739, Chip.
That's great.
I don't know what you're going to do with it, but we'll be right back. To the match. You can see by the scoreboard it's a three-way tie. Bonnie, a single lady's got the man's sweaters. Chip, a single man's got the child's bed. And here's a question for five. Wedges of this citrus fruit are often served with... Chip?
Oranges.
No. With seafood and as a souring agent. More information about it, but a lemon is what we were looking for. Cost you five with that quick buzzer. According to the title of an old hymn, who rowed the boat ashore? Bonnie?
Michael.
That's right. Just beat the buzzer on that. Michael rowed the boat ashore, and you've got the lead. The first American woman whose portrait appeared on a stamp was our country's first lady. Bonnie.
Martha Washington.
An 8-cent stamp issued in 1902. Martha Washington it is. Well done. You go to 35. In Northern Africa, the wild ass looks a lot like this creature, except that it has no stripes. Chip.
Zebra.
Zebra's right. You're back to 25, tying Matt to second. But Bonnie, with an instant bargain, you have the lead all to yourself. And now we're getting to down-home things, Bonnie. You might like this.
Bonnie, you'll be cooking with class when you grill indoors with Gen Air's electric downdraft grill range. Features self-cleaning radiant convection oven and interchangeable cooking cartridge, furnished by Gen Air. Plus, we'll throw in $200 cash for the installation fee. It's normally priced at $1,678. But today on sale of the Century features for only $10.
Here your child is straight. You know, I just realized the theme for the day continued. The child's bed, the man's sweaters, and now I forgot. Bonnie said she only throws things in the microwave, and here's a beautiful Gen Air for her. Now, Bonnie, then okay. I've got to help you. Now, have you ever thought about maybe doing some serious cooking, Bonnie?
Well, not till now, Jim.
Oh. What a nice lady she is. I'll tell you what I'll do then, Bonnie, doggone it.
Okay.
$1,678, including, what, $200 in cash? Yeah. I got to get back on a winning track.
Wow.
Would you like, today only, 500 bucks with that going once? She's going to cook! Yay! All right. I had no choice in the matter. Making it a $2,178 bargain, and now you can do some serious cooking.
I'll have to.
We'll knock the 10 off, and we have a three-way tie. This magazine publisher was accused of an alleged murder plot. Chip.
Larry Flint.
Larry Flint it is. Well done. Chip back into the lead. On December 30th, 1940, the nation's first freeway was opened in the sprawling California metropolis. Bonnie.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles had the first freeway in 1940. You tie Chip for the lead. We consider a year to be 365 days because it takes that long for the Earth to, Chip?
Go around the sun.
That's right, to revolve around the sun, and you got it, you're back into the lead. The better known name for the most widely syndicated columnist epi-letterer is Ann Bonnie?
Landers.
That's right, yeah, over 1,200 papers, and Bonnie ties Chip for the lead again, yes. Talking about Ann Landers, in her column, she printed a couple of accident summaries submitted to insurance companies, and I'll pass along a couple to you. One was said, An invisible car came out of nowhere, struck my vehicle, and vanished. You think they bought that? And my favorite was, while coming home, I drove into the wrong house and collided with a tree I don't have. We'll be right back. And back to a good close match with people from all across the country. The gentleman from Virginia at 35, the lady from Texas at 35, the champion from Maryland at 25. And a $15 money card going back up on the board now as we play the fame game again, looking for a famous thing. I am a month of the year named for a Latin number. I was originally the eighth month of the Roman calendar. The Romans send it. Chip.
October.
Nicely solved. Well done with limited information. Yeah. In the Roman calendar, it was the eighth month. Good job on that. And a $15 money card wears, huh?
It's behind the number five.
Two of them to shoot for. You can break that tie in your favor there, Chip. Good luck.
Okay, $15 money card. Come to me. Right now.
No, he lands on number two. What does he get this time?
It's a portable dishwasher. KitchenAid's traditional quality portable dishwasher converts to built-in without conversion kit. 16-position upper rack adjusts for oversized items. Furnished by KitchenAid.
That's a very useful item. That's well over $600, Chip. You will enjoy that. And you are still in a tie with Bonnie for the lead as you were playing for control of the board. Try this, the three of you. When John Kennedy was assassinated, who succeeded him, Bonnie?
Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson, the lady from Texas, says yes, indeed. You're going to believe. Playing an eccentric piano teacher in the new movie, Bonnie?
Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine did Madame Suvsotka, I believe it is. And Shirley MacLaine, you get another five. When Percy Shelley, Lord Byron, and Mary Shelley held a competition to see who could write the best horror story, Chip?
Frankenstein.
Mary Shelley wrote what? Frankenstein it is. Good job, and Chip goes to 40. But Bonnie, you have the lead with a prize all of us can use, the instant cash. Two boxes have $100 bills. One today is worth $5,000. It costs the amount of your lead if you want to go for it. And Bonnie, you have a $5 lead over
Got
Chip.
Got it. Do it, Chip.
Yes, indeed. So she risks that lead, will knock the five off. That's your two and Chip in the tie. And now, Bonnie, for $5,000, what do your instincts tell you? Which box?
Number three.
If you are right, you're $5,000 richer. You'll open it up yourself. Good luck.
Good luck, Bonnie. Thank you. $100.
Didn't do it. It was in number 2. Number 2 had the $5,000. It goes to $6,000 on the next show. $15 separate the players here. Don't you dare go away. Worth a try for $5, buddy. Champion Matt Beverungen looking for a second win, but right now he's at 25, and the challengers, Chip and Bonnie, are both at 40. So let's get back to it. The shortest verse in the Bible is found in the Gospel. Chip?
Jesus wept.
That's all it says, and you are right. Jesus wept. You go into the lead. Well solved. Big Bend National Park in Texas received, Matt? Its name because it is formed by a big bend in what Mexican border river? Rio Grande. Quick buzzer cost you $5 on that one. He was quite a lady killer in his day, having married 6 women and beheaded 2. Name, Bonnie?
Henry VIII.
That's the British king. Henry VIII it is. Bonnie ties Chip again for the lead. Now Chip and Bonnie have a $25 lead over Matt, but Matt, there's a $25 money card going up on the board. 3 of them to shoot for with the final fame game. This is a famous thing. I am a volunteer organization founded in the late 1800s that today has about 27,000 local chapters. Bonnie taking a chance.
The Red Cross?
Incorrect. The chance does not pay off. Out of the rest of the question. We'll clear it. Continue for the gentleman. With approximately 6 million members, membership is open to all who wish to help us attain our goals with regard to children. Each local unit draws up its own constitution, develops programs to suit the needs of its own school and community. The Chip?
PTA?
That's what it is. The PTA, yes. Children, school, community, gotta be. And a $25 money card wears.
Behind the number 8.
Well, as we lock in for the third time to you today, any one of those money cards gives you the lead. Good luck, Chip.
Oh, okay. Come on, 25. I need you. Here we go. Now.
No, that's all. The last on number 7, and he gets...
It's a microwave oven. Number 7. Full-size, programmable microwave. Features 10 power levels, a turntable, 2-stage memory cooking, weight cook, heat and hold, and temperature cooking. A fine product furnished by Emerson.
Would you like to trade that for some sweaters with Bonnie right now?
Okay. What game show is this?
Now then, with three nice people from all across the country, we finish it up with a speed round, that lovely diamond ring on the line. 60 seconds on the clock, please. It is Chip and Bonnie in a tie at 45, and Matt just five questions behind at 20. And if you remember on the last show, he came from behind by five to win it. Good luck to all three of you. We start the speed round. Now, what name is given to the three-leaf clover used as the national symbol of Ireland? Bonnie?
Shamrock.
Right. If something doesn't affect you, you might say it's no skin off your Chip.
Nose.
Right. What member of your family would be described as your parental parent? Chip.
Father.
Right. What do you wear when you go skinny dipping? Bonnie?
Nothing.
Right. On TV, what profession is shared by Donald Westfall? Chip?
A doctor.
Yes. What top-selling news magazine did you just buy if you're reading about Matt?
Time.
Right. By what name do we know the military bugle call that signals life, Chip?
Taps.
Right. In what country could you have once found a secret police force called the Gestapo? Bonnie?
Germany.
Right. Until his retirement in 1970, who was Chet Huntley's NBC News partner? Chip?
Brinkley.
Right. The Last Frontier and Seward's Folly are two nicknames. Matt?
Alaska.
Right. In what war did a famous battle take place between the Monitor and the Merrimack? Matt?
Civil War.
Right. The great novelist who gave us Billy Budd, Moby Dick. Chip?
Time.
During the War of 1812, what song was inspired by... Matt?
National Anthem.
We'll accept that for another five, but Chip has won it for five. Congratulations. More appropriate, but National Anthem acceptable. Congratulations, Chip, by one question. Back to the new champion in just a moment. A couple to wrap up. Billy Budd, Moby Dick, Chip, Herman Melville. I know you know it, just couldn't quite get it out, though you did jump in quickly and correct. I was going to say signaling lights out is indeed Taps, and the man of the year, and Matt was correct, it is Time Magazine. We've got to say goodbye, first of all, to our champion, but Matt, we thank you for a very good stay. Appreciate you coming out and joining
thank
us in Maryland.
Thank you very much. I've had a great time.
That's nice to hear, and with the cash in front of you, a good total, $2,578. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Well, Bonnie, who came out to join us from Texas, you have had a very good one day, as a matter of fact, with the sweaters, the Gen Air, $860 in cash. Woo! You were well over $3,000 for the day, Bonnie. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jim, very much.
But Chip Huskar is the new champion. And Chip, we congratulate you. You've gotten some lovely things, and I think you might like this for a lady.
Well, Chip, it's beautiful jewelry for the lady in your life. The brilliance of K Jewelers Diamond Anniversary Ring. A single band of diamonds weighing a total of 1 carat. Says you'll marry her all over again. Furnished by K Jewelers. This prize is worth $1,795.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Jim.
And didn't we all love the way the copy fit this single gentleman? He's going to try for some cash now with a big money game. Come on, Chip. You'll marry her. Congratulations. Come on up here now. Now, don't relax in that car bed of yours, sir, Chip, because you're playing now for $5,000.
All right, that's real exciting.
All right, here we go. Three envelopes, red, yellow, or blue. Which one, Chip?
I think I'm going to go for the blue today.
All right. Solve 4 puzzles in 20 seconds for $5,000.
All right.
Clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer, and you have control over that clock. So you stop it, then give me the answer. Good luck.
Thank you.
20 seconds on the clock. We're all with you now, Chip. And that first puzzle starts now. Sexy lady turns Pat.
Yep. Vanna White.
That's right. Pat Sajak's letters. It is indeed Vanna White. Right on the market there with your first one. 15 seconds. Stay on that pace. Let's take a look at the next one now. Auto company makes Celicas.
Yep. Toyota.
That's right. Supras, Corollas, a couple of the others. At the halfway mark, 10 seconds on the clock. Don't fall behind. Stay right on that pace. Let's look at the next puzzle now. American general became traitor.
Yep. Arnold.
That's right, Benedict Arnold. Arnold is all I needed during Revolution. 5 seconds left. You are right on the edge. If you can stop that clock before the double zero and give me a correct answer, you're $5,000 richer. Good luck, Chip, with that next puzzle now. Popular novelist wrote Shining.
Yes? King.
You got it! With 1 second, Stephen King. Well done for $5,000. 1 second left when you jumped in there.
Thank you very much.
Now he's got something he wanted. Chip's got $5,000 in cash. We are delighted for him, and we'll be back right after this commercial timeout. Way to go.
Thank you very much.
One second, you jumped in, did the right thing.
I don't know why you say that.
Because the worst thing happens if there were two fingers kings, I'd say more information. Exactly. That's right. Back with our championship, and again, a congratulations to Mitch Adeli. He was not thrilled about the $5,000. He was thrilled about the car bed because he has a younger brother who can use that car bed.
Yes.
We're delighted about that. Summer's got the diamond ring for you.
In case you
have nobody in mind for the diamond ring, being a single fella, we just happened to dress a couple of ladies up here for you. And Chip, who is now a much more popular fellow, has $8,562 on television. Bye for now.